Hi everyone, my name is Helen Kim. I'm the journalist hosting the One Health podcast today with our panelists. So now we're going to go around and introduce ourselves to our audience.
Great, thank you, Helen. Thanks for having us all here. My name is Emily Bucher. I'm a practicing veterinarian at the County Pet Clinic for the last 10 years. Working hand in hand with patients, it's the animals for me, has been so rewarding. And an added bonus to that is being able to translate animal care to human care as well. That's why I love working with initiatives such as One Health. So thanks again for having me here.
Thank you for having us here. I'm Emily Cicaro. I'm a healthcare worker and I also work at the clinic. I work alongside Emily to also see the patients, but my patients are the human patients. And I also really enjoy looking at the connection between the human and animal care. So I'm looking forward to talking about it.
Awesome. And my name is Arushi Agarwal. I attend the clinic that both Emily and Emily work at. I have a dog. His name is Cooper, and I've had him for about 4 years. He's super active and hyper and keeps me on my toes, and I love spending time with my pet.
Great. Thank you so much for introducing yourself. So basically today, as you already guessed, like through the title, we will be talking about One Health. So when we usually talk about climate change or environmental changes, we usually think about like polar bears and, you know, like sad polar bears getting really sad looking, but in fact, One Health is actually connected, our health is all connected to the health of the animals and also our shared environment. So the concept is called One Health, basically focusing on the interconnection between people, animal, plants, and their shared environment. So now we're going to go around and interview what the concept of One Health means to each of our panelists. So Emily Bucher, would you like to start?
Sure, of course. So for me, you know, our pets make us happy and happy owners make for happier pets. So being able to tackle issues on health that affects pets and owners alike benefits us all.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I think another important aspect to me is being able to meet patients in a place that they're comfortable because they're bringing their pets. And for a lot of people, that's the priority, their pets. And so I can promote ways to stay healthy and endorse preventative medicine there. So I can give flu shots, do health screenings, and generally see what other needs my patients have with food access and housing, all because they want to get their pets taken care of. And I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, I helped with that. My dog and I have been attending for a lot of years now. It's really awesome and super easy to get attention for both myself and my pet when one of us needs care. And, you know, the health system just makes it so easy. And I just think there's no better way to get us both seen and keep us both.
Well, thank you for sharing. So basically now, how do you think this is related to climate change? So each of you guys could discuss about that for us.
I can.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ashley. Thanks. So as a veterinarian, I'll just give one example of how this could relate to climate change. So when dogs are active, they help themselves by preventing early joint disease and it promotes a more docile demeanor. And there's beneficial effects for their owners too, if they're living that healthy, active lifestyle. So together by promoting more movement in their lives, like opting for more walks and runs, you can help prevent human disease such as obesity, and you can help prevent some diseases later down the road for your dog as well. And then to extend this into climate change, if you and your dog are living a more active lifestyle and opting to walk more rather than drive your car, then you're decreasing those emissions that we attribute to mass transportation that is just so prevalent today. So if we all stay active, it just helps keep our environment that beautiful place that we want it to be.
I think another aspect that's important to me is a connection to infectious diseases. I think with climate change, we'll see a lot more emerging infectious diseases and a lot more insect-borne infectious diseases in places that may not be used to them, and also maybe for a longer part of the year. So when I'm able to screen pets, I'm able to see if they have any diseases and prevent that transmission to their owners. So I'm keeping both the pets and the owners safe from those infectious diseases. And I think that's really important for the greater whole.
Yeah, and as a pet owner related to climate change, I think that my local environment is really important. We love to go on walks and go for runs. And I think as members of the community, it becomes our responsibility to ensure that our environment stays clean and healthy as well as ourselves. So one example is like last year when our community had a park cleanup and so many people came out to help. And after that, the park was used a lot more because it was cleaner. So it was great to see a bunch of families and pets running around, helped them stay active and stay healthy and kept our environment clean. And as we all know, a polluted environment is no good for climate change.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and ideas. And yeah, that's it. Thank you. And I will see you next time. Bye.